I'll say yes to your way.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He
as a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, all of your gifts are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com. God bless you.
Welcome, welcome, my people, to another hour of Declaring the Finished Work. This is your host, Pat Randall. And of course, it'll probably be less than an hour. I have made a decision to reduce the time because what you realize is that the entire message may not be something that you'll be able to hold on to, but there may be something that's spoken that actually hits the mind and drops down into the heart. And what's in your heart is what makes the difference in your life, right? So you have to be careful about what you allow to get into your heart, because Jesus said it's not so much what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but what comes out of their heart, right? So if it's dark and negative and hateful or fearful, whatever it is, that is, and it's coming out of your heart, that is what's going to defile you. And the other scripture says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So you speak what's in there, what you really believe that's in your heart will come out. Well, let me jump into this week's broadcast. I'm continuing with results of flawed theology doctrine. If you missed the episode last week, always go back out to Blog Talk Radio or wherever you saw the link to the broadcast on social media platforms. You just click on that link and you will be able to access the broadcast from last week. So here we are, part two. And I'm not going to review last week's podcast, but what I do want to, since I'm talking about theology and doctrine, I'd like to define it again. Theology is the study of the nature of God and religious belief. Religious beliefs and theory systematically developed. And doctrine is a belief or set of beliefs held and taught by a church, political party, or other group. Now, when we enter this world, the programming begins right away. It begins right away. We enter into this world system, and we already know that the world system is flawed, that there is error in the beliefs and ideas, the ideology that created the system that operates in this world. And for the most part, these systems can be created to only help a certain group of people and disenfranchise another set, put them out on the fringes of society. And, you know, different systems operating within certain countries will manifest themselves based on whatever the ideology is for that country, whatever that that doctrine is, that doctrine of belief, especially, you know, in a communist country, that the doctrine of a communist political party will determine how the people with under that system moves. And you're born into that system. And so what you need to be aware of is that you have been programmed. And you've been programmed by the things that you've been exposed to within family life, within community life, within your country, the culture, the government. These are things that will impact what you're believing. And you have to recognize that, because you need to be able to examine what you're believing and why you believe it. And is this belief serving you? Has it made a difference in your life in terms of making your life better? Is it working for you? Is what you believe, is it working for you in your life? If my theology and my doctrine sees the people of the world, of this world, who are not of the same faith or who don't believe in God, as separate from me or separate from believers, and that they should be treated differently or they should be seen as an enemy to my faith, then something is flawed about my theology and doctrine. Something is flawed about me understanding who God is, his nature, his authority, his power, his wisdom. Something is flawed in how I see God. And if how I see God is flawed, then how I see myself is also flawed. And so when I look at the scriptures through my own personal beliefs and biases, I can easily end up giving a misrepresentation of who God really is. And humans tend to love certainty. They don't like open-ended things, but God is definitely open-ended. There is no beginning, there's no end. There is just the existence of God. And just think about it, even in the natural realm, we haven't been able to get to the bottom of the ocean. And we're still discovering things about the ocean. We're still discovering things about the planet, discovering things about the universe. So if we're still discovering things in the natural realm, okay, in the spiritual realm, when it comes to God and spiritual things, don't you think that there is, you cannot construct something that has walls and boundaries to it when you're talking about God and spiritual things? You have to be always open and ready to receive and to move to that next place from glory to glory, as the scripture says. Because as we grow in our faith, as we grow in our understanding of who God is as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, then we are able to move through this earth with a perspective that brings life into our interactions with people, the things that we say, Amen. And what I'm seeing so much of in our society today, and I'm talking about America because this is a podcast that's originating in America, and I know that every country has its issues, but today I'm talking about what I'm seeing right here in America, which is probably a reflection also of some things that's going on in other parts of the world because, you know, man is man, and we do what we do. Amen? So I'm going to read, you know, I wasn't going to read this entire chapter. I was looking for the scriptures on the blind leading the blind, because that's what I'm seeing. The blind leading the blind, and they're going to just leave you right off the cliff. They're going to lead you off this cliff. And once they do, you're just free falling. You're free falling. Where do you land? Well, let me get to the scripture. Matthew chapter 15, if you want to follow me, Matthew chapter 15, verses 1 through 20. And I'm reading out of the English Standard Version. And if you're following me and you're not reading from that, it'll basically be the same. The sentences might be a little different, but basically it'll be the same message. Starting in verse 1, now this whole section, it starts off with a section with this little subtitle that says Traditions and Commandments. So now I know that the scriptures that I'm about to read are actually going to be looking at tradition and commandments. And it's Jesus, right? So these are red letter words. This is supposed to be Jesus's words captured, right? Captured by Matthew. In this situation, Jesus is speaking to the Pharisees and the scribes in Jerusalem. Verse 1. Then Pharisees and scribes came to Jesus from Jerusalem and said, "Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders?" So their first concern is his disciples breaking the traditions of the elders. Let me go on. "For they do not wash their hands when they eat." He answered them, Jesus, he answered them, "And why do you break the commandment of God for the sake of tradition?" Ha! Ha! Just think about that. They're concerned about them who break the tradition. They're concerned about people breaking the tradition. And Jesus says, well, why do you break commandments for the sake of your tradition? Okay, so now I begin to say, okay, so what is tradition? Tradition now begins to sound like some cultural standards being set during these times and in religion by man. Okay, let's move down to verse 4. "For God commanded, honor your father and your mother, and whoever reviles father or mother must surely die." Now that's what that's what God commanded according to the scriptures, right? But according to the tradition, but you say, if anyone tells his father or his mother, what you would have gained from me is given to God, he need not honor his father. So for the sake of your tradition, you have made void the word of God. You hypocrites. Well, did Isaiah prophesy of you when he said, this people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Ha, that's pretty intense. This people, he's talking to these people who are more concerned with tradition than they are in God's commandment, what God is instructing us to be. This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. They're honoring him. They're honoring, they think that they're honoring God with their lips. But actually, their heart is far from God. Because God is love. How can you love God when you don't even love the people that you can see? And God is unseen. But you're saying you love God. Let me just keep moving. And Jesus says, in vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. The commandments of men. Are you sure that you're not following teachings and doctrines that are actually the commandments of men and not the commandments of God? Okay, I'm going to go a little bit further on in this. And as I enter the next section within this chapter, it's subtitled, What Defiles a Person? Now Jesus is addressing these things because the religious people of the day want you to focus on things outside, those external things that you do, and use that as evidence that you love God and you're serving God. Verse 10, and he called the people to him and said to them, hear and understand, it is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, right? Because they are being taught that if they don't wash their hands before eating, that they've defiled themselves, right? With making it unclean. Jesus is saying it's not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but what comes out of the mouth. This defiles a person. Then the disciples came to him. Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying? So the religious people were offended by what Jesus said. They usually are offended when they hear truth. Verse 13, he answered, every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be rooted up. Let them alone. They are blind guides. And if the blind lead the blind, both will fall into a pit. In this moment, I'm thinking about the scripture that tells us about not judging, because the same measure that we measure out to others will be measured back to us. And also, it tells us that clearly, if you're not able to remove the log that's in your eye, right? You're so pent up on judging people and declaring who's worthy or who's not worthy or who's sinful and who shouldn't be allowed in the church and who should be hated and rejected. When you do these things, these are the actions and the things that come out of you that defile you. He's also identifying that if these are the things that are coming up out of you, right? Then this is not a planting of our Heavenly Father. And it will be rooted up because these people are blind guides. And because they're blind and you're following them, you will both fall, not only the leaders, but also the congregations will fall into the pit. Verse 15 goes on to say, but Peter said to him, explain the parable to us. And he said, and Jesus said, are you also still without understanding? Understanding. See, that's key. When we're asked to look at something, Jesus tells this, what is called a parable. To explain, it's like a little story or maybe a, what would we call it? An analysis, an analogy to help us better understand. And there are times when things are presented to us that we're not able to understand right away. And of course, there may be some pushback or some questioning about it, which is fine. Which is fine. If you don't understand it, ask the Holy Spirit to give you the understanding that you need in the moment so that you can see more clearly. 17 says, do you not see that? Well, let me read the verse, the two verses before where Peter is questioning Jesus to explain. So in 15, but Peter said to him, explain the parable to us. And he said, are you also still without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into the mouth passes into the stomach and is expelled? But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this defiles a person. It defiles because it stays there. If it's in your heart, it stays within you, unlike the natural food that you expel, that it goes through and it's expelled. But what comes out of your heart, it stays within you and it defiles you. It can darken your perspective. It can darken the decisions that you make. Because basically what you're doing is shutting out the light. Shutting out the light. That's what causes blindness. Verse 19 says, for out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery. This is out of your heart. Sexual immorality, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person. But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile anyone. Amen. I think it's important for my generation, I'm 73, and the ones right behind me, like my daughter who's 40-something, I think it's important for us to be diligent about what we believe, to question the beliefs, the existing beliefs that we may have. They need to be, I would say, on a consistent basis, looked at and reviewed from season to season. You want to know what it is that you're carrying that's working against you and that's not bringing life, and to be able to pass life on to the next generation. That we won't just pass on what was handed down to us, and just without questioning, hand it down to our children. Like even parenting styles. We can use parenting styles that were handed down to us because that's how we were parented. And so we don't question it. We just parent our children the same way we were parented. But it's unfair to our children. We need to take our level of understanding to the next level before we pass it on to them. We want them to experience this abundant life and what that truly means. I believe that what we are suffering from in this country now is flawed theology and doctrine. And our children, our grandchildren are seeing it as such. They see it. They see the hypocrisy. Don't think that they do not see it. When I was growing up as a child, I recognized when my parents, well, I was raised by my grandparents, but when they were not being completely honest with me because they were trying to control my decisions and my movements. And so certain things were said to me that were not 100% honest. It was manipulative and deceptive. And I could see that. And the reason I could see it was because I observed them. I saw their lives being lived out before me. And because I paid attention to that, I recognized when something was out of character. We need to do that with knowing the Word of God. Knowing the Word of God for the purpose of understanding God's true nature. And only in the New Testament writings is where we find Jesus instructing us about our Heavenly Father and how He feels about us and how we are connected to Him. And when we see outward displays of things that don't look like Jesus, Jesus would never do. Don't follow the theology of man, because, you know, man can concoct some stuff. It sounds good, you know, to our human minds. It might make sense, or it might agree with some bias that we already have floating around in our lives. But I'd like to encourage you during this time to really start to look at what you're believing and why you're believing it. And look at those things that you're believing that's not actually working for you. You've been believing it for years, and it's working against you. Well, I'm going to end this today. I don't know how long I went today. I was trying to keep it short. Okay, so I'm a little under. So today's broadcast will be about a half an hour. Well, thank you for listening. And I hope you heard something that will kind of get you to taking deeper looks. You know, this is deep calling out to deep. We are connected. This is how we were created. We were created for relationships, which is why we're so connected. So nothing happens in this world that doesn't impact everybody in this world. Whether we're seeing it right away, or whether we're ignorant of the impact that it's currently having on us, it doesn't matter, because we are connected. And what we do does impact someone else. All right. I'm going to stop right here. Love you. God bless you. God be with you. May you deepen your understanding of Jesus Christ and who you are in Him as a joint heir. Glory to God. Amen. God bless.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also, be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.